Dozens of films, long and short, make up the body of work at this year's Ashland Independent Film Festival, opening late next week. Some are from right nearby. The feature film Phoenix, Oregon, celebrates a place two exits up the freeway from Ashland. But the Phoenix of the film differs from the Phoenix of the real world. For one thing, the movie Phoenix has a bowling alley. Let's learn more about this coming-of-age story, or coming-of-middle-age story, perhaps. We have with us in the studio the producer and director Annie Lundgren and Gary Lundgren. Good to have you guys back on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having us.
And Luis Rodriguez is one of the actors in Phoenix, Oregon, and it turns out also went to the school system in the real Phoenix, Oregon. Luis, thank you for joining us on The Exchange.
Yeah, thank you.
So for the people who don't know your work, the Lundgrens, like Redwood Highway, Calvin Marshall, Black Road, is there a way of summing up your approach to movies?
Not having a lot of money to do them is probably the first common denominator. But all locally shot, generally in Oregon, using Oregon crews, Oregon tax incentives. We have a great time making them here.
And yep. Are you guys from the region originally yourselves?
I grew up an hour south of here in the Scott Valley, mm-hmm. Edna Fort Jones area. And then when we would visit my parents, we would always come up to Ashland. And then we moved here permanently about 10 years ago, right after we made Calvin Marshall.
So you had been living down there again when you made Calvin Marshall?
We'd been living in Los Angeles mm-hmm. and for quite a while, for like 15 years, before we decided to move up here permanently.
So was part of the move the fact that you can in the internet age, you can do things that you couldn't, basically work off site, you can have a job in LA and work it in Southern Oregon?
For sure, yeah. One of our colleagues, Gary Kaut, is a producer here in Southern Oregon. He was a producer on Calvin Marshall, and he was living here while we were in L.A., and we had met in L.A., and so it became an option for us. It's about if we could really live here, make movies, make commercials, make a living from here, it was very attractive to us at the time.
Yeah, and when we moved here, we knew there wasn't a lot of film work here locally in the Valley, so you know, a lot of our income even now is made outside of the area. Gary and I both work for agencies in San Francisco, producing and directing commercials.
All right, that was my next question, was about the commercials and what has happened to transform that market. Because having once made commercials myself in the TV station business, I can remember that a lot of it was getting lost to agencies, first of all. But then the whole market has scattered with a lot of video ads going to the web instead of on TV. What has that done to the business?
Well, you know, I mostly do the web commercials now. And it's been pretty interesting. I work for Adobe and Hewlett-Packard. I do a lot of work for them. I'm with the agency in San Francisco, and they're really into storytelling now. So it's about profiling customers and people and telling a story. So it's actually really nice. We're not doing those flashy television commercials, which I don't find as interesting.
And you don't have to be done in 30 seconds either, it sounds like.
Right. Yeah, we learn a lot about all kinds of people all around the world. It's great.
Luis Rodriguez, tell us a bit about you and how you got from Phoenix High School graduate to what you're doing now.
Well, I grew up wanting to become a filmmaker pretty much my entire life. And so this is actually, in a big way, a dream come true. And so long story short, when Gary and Annie were making Calvin Marshall, this was back in 2006, I was working in another career. I had heard about the film from a lot of people because they knew that I was interested in filmmaking. And I found a way to semi-track them down and, kind of follow what they were doing. A couple years later, Gary cast me in Redwood Highway, and we became friends from there. I began working with Annie. We collaborated on a lot of things. I produced on Black Road and now produced on Phoenix. So my career was really brought up by Joma Films and Gary and Annie and the platform that they set here locally in the Valley to start making movies.
So you get a producer credit on this as well as an actor credit.
I'm a producer on this film, yeah.
And an actor.
Yeah, yeah, Louis is a huge part of getting this film made.
Yeah, absolutely. Like there's a long list of thank yous we could give, but this movie doesn't happen without Annie and Louis, and then our other producers, Ben, Kim, and Ryan.
We are talking to the producers of Phoenix, Oregon, which is a film shot in Klamath Falls about the Phoenix, Oregon, but not quite the Phoenix, Oregon we know. Gary and Annie Lundgren are the producers, director, Luis Rodriguez, producer and actor as well. You can join the conversation on The Exchange and talk about the film before we get to the Ashland Independent Film Festival next week. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. We did a little clip out of your trailer. Let's listen to that now.
359, Bob. Cutting it close.
You should be grateful that you have a job.
Grateful. Maybe I'll join you.
I feel like I'm 14 again. Drawing comics and needing a ride home.
Close your eyes for a minute. I want you to visualize what you'll be doing 10 years from now.
Are you serious?
I think you've lost your mind.
No, you're not visualizing it, Bobby. Come on, close your eyes.
I'm not closing my eyes anymore. I feel like an idiot.
You could roll. I remember.
It's completely useless talent.
Rising Phoenix. Come for the pizzas.
Oh, my God.
Stay for the bowling.
So what do you think you'll be doing in 10 years? Seems to be a very, very big theme there. So tell us about the basic idea behind Phoenix, Oregon, Gary Lundgren.
Well, I always thought it was cool that there's a town called Phoenix, Oregon, right next to Ashland when I moved here. It seemed very unusual. So I always thought it would be a good title for a film, you know, right when I moved here. But after living here a few years, it became less interesting of a title just because you got used to it. But from an outsider's point of view, I think it's an interesting title. I guess the foundation of the movie is about, you know, when you're in your 30s, you feel like you have your whole life in front of you. And then in a very short window of time, suddenly your life doesn't feel like it's in front of you again. It's weird. It's a weird transition you go through. So I was fascinated with that, going through that myself. Like, you feel the clock ticking. And, you know, nowadays with social media, everyone's talking about their bucket lists and what they're trying to do with their life or changing careers. And so I just love the idea of these guys just opening a bowling alley. There was something that Annie and I had been kicking around for a while, like what if, you know, that the sort of fun idea of opening a bowling alley instead of doing a career you're tired of. And we wanted to shoot the whole thing in Phoenix, as I'll make that clear. It was very difficult to shoot at the bowling alley in Medford for many reasons. And Klamath Falls opened its doors to us, and Hanscom's Bowling Alley turned out to be a great partner. And so we shot the film both in Klamath Falls and in Phoenix.
I was going to ask if there was some stuff in the real Phoenix.
There is.
Okay.
There is.
So Phoenix, Oregon is not totally substituted by Klamath Falls.
No.
Okay. So these guys decide they want to, they're what, are they dead-end jobs? Is this basically they take this job and shove it kind of scenario?
Pretty much, yeah. They're working for a bad restaurant, and you know, Bobby and Carlos, played by James LeGros and Jesse Borrego, two wonderful actors, come together, and they're kind of the yin and the yang. They, you know, Bobby is sort of the everything's going to go wrong, this isn't going to work, sort of scared of doing it, and Carlos is just the opposite. This is a dream come true. Everything's going to work, and so I think undertaking any movie or restaurant or whatever you're trying to do, you kind of have both of those people in your head.
And I notice you have also in the cast Lisa Edelstein, who I got used to seeing in House MD. So that was a catch. Diedrich Bader's in here as well. I was just watching him last night in Veep.
Right.
He's really funny on so many levels. So, yeah. So I mean, how do you guys pick up your actors? I mean, are these people you've gotten to know through other channels or other projects, or how do you bring them in? How do you go about casting a film like this?
We were really fortunate when we were making Calvin Marshall to be introduced to our casting director, Christine Sheeks, and she has helped us ever since then find our actors. And so there's a ton of amazing local talent here, as we know, but we usually do try to cast our top two or three roles from LA, and so she helps us find those people. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, do you guys have a reputation now? I mean, is this the kind of, I mean, has it gotten past the point of like, who, the where, the what? What's a Phoenix, Oregon?
Yeah, to some extent, for sure. You know, there is a reputation, although we have such small budgets that we're working with that we're always experimenting with what that line is. Like, how big of a cast can we get with the money that we have? So we often do get no's when we go out. We try to go out to as big of cast as we can. And we may get a couple no's before we finally find the actor who really connects with the script and is willing to do it for the money.
What kind of budgets are we talking about here? I mean, we were talking just before we came on about the fact that Dumbo was seen as a disappointment, I guess, by some people because it only opened at $40 million or $45 million or whatever the figure was. $45 million, would that equal the total of all of what you spent on all your films?
Oh, gosh.
Wish.
No. That's probably all we can say about our budgets right now, but yeah, no.
No, I think we, you know, Calvin Marshall is several million dollars. Mm-hmm. But that was
all of a Steve Zahn, right?
Yeah, exactly. it was probably the smallest movie Steve Zahn ever worked on. So when you think of it that way,
and shot right at the baseball fields in Medford.
Yep,
in
yep.
some really awful baseball weather, I understand.
Yeah, well, it was fall ball, you know, and fall ball in Oregon, lots of rain and cold. But as far as our budget. We know how to spend the money. We've learned where to put the money and how to make a film look like we've spent a lot more. So it's kind of this, you know, we don't want to say too much about what we spent because we don't want to try to profit from the movie.
Yeah. So let's talk about the scale, though, because, I mean, let's face it. I mean, the camera that I carry in my pocket on my phone is 8 times the resolution of the best camera I ever worked with in 20 plus years in television. So you can pretty much run small, fast, and cheap with movie production these days. So where do you put most of the money? It sounds like a fair amount of it in cast.
Well, I think most of the money, and this is probably with any small business, is in salaries and paying our crew and the cast. And still, everybody is working at scale or sometimes below. We try to pay people as much as we can within the budget. And then we also have location fees and food and gear. And that's really where all the money goes.
Do you want to talk about the camera we got, Louis?
Yeah, I mean, we were able to shoot with the Red weapon in 8K resolution.
8K, okay. Yeah. Wow, that's twice the size of the last thing I heard.
Yeah, with an 8K sensor. And it was simply because, the camera owner liked the story, liked what we were doing, and wanted to jump on at an extremely fair price. And that was essentially how the entire film was put together. I mean, gratefully, not all actors are just, seeking the money. We had, we have a cast in the film that ordinarily does a lot bigger projects than they do, but they, love the story, and so they were, willing to jump on and help us. But that's the same with a lot of the cast and crew, So when you watch the movie, even though we were on a limited budget, it's a beautiful picture. We shot with an excellent camera. Gary and I went down Aunt Annie and finished post-production in L.A. We did sound mix at Warner Brothers, so we were able to put it together by a lot of people that believed in this project. And so we're very fortunate because of that.
It sounds like you're learning some great skills here too about how to produce on a small scale and be able to come out with a really high quality product that, despite the lack of dollars perhaps.
Oh, most definitely, yeah. I mean, we get all, all of us work on commercials, and a lot of times we're jumping on commercials where we have money to throw at every single problem. And so the simple solution is, oh, we need something. Well, we'll just pay for it. We don't have that luxury when we're making films. So we've had to learn to adjust, to be able to approach things in the right way, to be able to get the resources that we need that will transfer into production quality for money that we really don't have. And so it's been a great learning experience to be able to do that.
Phoenix, Oregon is the film. Annie and Gary Lundgren, producer and director. Luis Rodriguez is a producer and actor, and they're heading for the Ashland Independent Film Festival next week. How helpful is a film festival to get your stuff publicized and shove out into the world and get an audience for it?
Well, especially being in the Northwest, it's great. Especially Ashland is such a great festival. They have great taste. It's not a guarantee they're going to show the movies we make. We've certainly had films rejected by the festival in the past. We've had, I think any festival becomes a launching pad. And I think, the Ashland Independent Film Festival is the one of the best film festivals in the Northwest. So it sort of becomes a great chance to premiere it to a big audience. And then that's becoming a platform and a launching pad for our release that's going to take us across Oregon. It's going to be in 10 cities in Oregon in the coming attractions theaters.
Which includes the Varsity and Ashland.
Includes the Varsity. And that's all coming. We're going to announce all those dates and stuff at a later time, but that's coming.
There's a Klamath Film Festival too. Are you guys going to be in that, having shot there?
The Klamath Film Festival has been great. It's played a lot of our previous work. Jesse is one of the director of the festival there. It does a great job, and they were very helpful to us shooting there. I don't know the timing yet exactly, because that festival, I think, is in October. But we're certainly going to be doing some screenings in Klamath Falls. I can guarantee that.
I noticed when I went to the page for the Phoenix, Oregon film that it was listed as being out summer 2019. So have you guys been editing like mad to get this ready for Ashland Film Festival?
Yeah, we locked picture actually in November, I think. But there were some visual effects that one of our executive producers has been doing. He's a computer genius. Ryan Neamy was doing visual effects right up until last week. So we're ready, though.
Is it a final edit?
It's done. Completely done.
What is that like, Annie Lundgren, to get to the end of the process and be able to see what you've been pounding on for so long? And I know it's take after take after take on some shoots.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. And it feels like it's come in at the right timing this time. We filmed in May, and it's coming up on a year. So at Redwood Highway, we started writing it, and then it would premiere at the Ashland Film Festival in 9 months, and that felt too fast. But yeah, getting to this point feels really good. We're all very excited to finally show it to an audience and share that experience with them.
Does it have one screening, two screenings? Do you know what you have on the schedule?
It's just one at the festival, at the Armory. So it's a big screening, and then, you know, so a lot of our actors are going to be there, which is great, and... But it's going to be one of many. Hopefully we'll screen it hundreds of times this summer. That's what we're planning to do.
Okay. The official release is summer 2019 for Phoenix, Oregon, by Annie and Gary Lundgren, resident filmmakers in our region. And Luis Rodriguez is one of the producers and a member of the cast as well. It'll be at the Ashland Independent Film Festival next week. Thank you all for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange. Always good to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Thank you. Appreciate it.